All right, so today I'm talking about why cookie cutter advice doesn't work and why you can't just use general advice and get the absolute max on your recruiting. So if you don't know who I am, I'm Trey Lohr. I'm a former college quarterback. I went and played at the JUCO level, I played at the NAIA level, and now I run Your First Scholarship, where we help families get their first scholarship and more. So basically what this is going to be is going to be unedited. If you're watching this on podcast form, then that's kind of how it is. If it's on video, again, it's unedited video. So take what you can from this. Going to be a lot of rambling. Just take the best stuff and apply it to your stuff. So essentially, the biggest thing that I'm thinking through is like, why Googling how to get recruited doesn't work? Because I think that's how everybody gets started. They're like, okay, cool. Like, if you're a recruit, this is probably how you got started. If you're a parent, this is probably how you're trying to help your son. Is like, you're like, okay, well, let's just start with the basics. I'll Google how to get recruited, how to get a college football scholarship. But then you run into this very generic advice. I'm not saying it's absolutely horrible. It's gonna probably, like, if you actually do it, you're gonna be above average, because just realistically, most people just don't even take the actions necessary to get a scholarship, like putting together a decent Twitter profile, putting together a decent highlight video, and they have like decent stuff. But I'm talking about, like, if you're watching these videos, like, your goal is not just like, I want the bare minimum scholarship. I want, like, I imagine if you're watching these videos, you want to like really crush the recruiting process, get a full ride scholarship, maximize the division level that you're going to, make sure that's the best school for you, like for you or your son. And so you're on the same lines that I was going through my recruiting process. Like, I did not, like, I wasn't just like, oh, I hope I get a scholarship. I was like, okay, I want to secure a full ride. I want to make sure my family doesn't have to pay for school. I want to make sure that I don't have any debt going out of college. I want to make sure that the opportunity to compete, that I have these goals that I wanted to hit. And I imagine you're probably built the same way if you're watching this. So, Googling is not going to work, because it's just super generic advice. Everybody's getting the same advice, and realistically, like, if you're getting the same advice, you're applying the same advice, you're just going to blend in with the crowd. Like, at this point, like, let me just put out there what's common knowledge, because I think a lot of people think like, I'm on Twitter, I'm ahead of the game. Like, all you need is a Twitter profile. I say the market is what I'm popping up in the mind, but just like, everybody is so much more sophisticated as far as like knowledge and recruiting now than they were, I'll say 5 years ago. I'll say 5 years ago is a good gap, because that's when I first started. 5 years ago, Twitter profile wasn't like super common knowledge. If you got on Twitter, you started to get the idea that like, hey, this is the place to be, but it definitely wasn't like everybody had a Twitter profile. Now, everybody knows to get a Twitter profile, pretty much. Everybody knows I need to make a highlight video, that it can't be, 4 minute long, 5 minute long highlight video. Everybody knows they need to go to camps. Like, there's a lot of things that like everybody knows kind of what to do generally. So like, if everybody knows what to do, then to maximize recruiting, you can't just do, that's like, this is bare minimum stuff now. Making a Twitter profile, bare minimum. But again, they're a decent Twitter profile, bare minimum. Sending out a decent message is bare minimum. Like, just sending a message isn't going to get it done. Sending a few messages isn't going to get it done. Like, you need to be ramping it up big time. Like, that's what I think a lot of people don't understand, is like, they're comparing recruiting from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and going like, oh, this is so overkill. You don't need to do this. That's not what got me recruited. And it's like, the thing is, it's just changed so significantly. Like, the stuff we do for our recruits is just drastically more in depth, more well thought out, simpler for the coaches. And it takes our recruiting so much more to the next level. And we just crush every other recruit that like are in similar situations. Again, I'll reference, I have a recruit that, using basically my playbook, what got me recruited, 22 Division I offers. He just committed to Memphis today. Awesome stuff. But that's a great example of like, his dad is like, just the stuff, like the principles are just so much more in depth. Like, they had worked with NCSA in the past, and he just didn't really feel like it was worth it, because it's just much more general tools. Like, they have some stuff on there. I'm not saying it's bad. I know a lot of people like just say bad stuff about NCSA, and don't get me wrong, I'm definitely not their biggest fan, but it's like that stuff isn't gonna like get you to this point where, like, unless your talent's just absolutely insane, if you run 4.4 again, this stuff doesn't matter. But like, that general stuff isn't gonna take you to that next level of recruiting. Like, if you're an FCS guy and you do this general stuff, maybe you land FCS, but realistically you're probably gonna end up D2 nowadays with the transfer portal and everything like that. Like, guys fall lower because it's so much more competitive. Not only you're competing against all these high school guys that are well equipped with decent recruiting knowledge. Like, decent recruiting knowledge back when I was around was just like, make sure to go to camps, make sure to email coaches. Now it's like, everybody knows the DM coaches on Twitter. DMs are full. They definitely weren't back when I was back at like 5 years ago. Like, they're definitely full, but not as full as they are now. Like, most coaches have their DMs off because of that whole reason, which is why like email is kind of coming back now. Like, there's all this stuff that you have to think through. And so that's why cookie cutter advice doesn't work, is because like that cookie cutter stuff was made for 5 to 10 years ago. And it will always be behind the curve because, for example, NCSA kind of was the leader with everything. Chris Krause, who started back in like, I think the 80s, maybe back when like fax was around. So they're using strategies from that just to kind of like up to date things. And so they're always going to be behind the curve, and they're going to be the leader, and it's going to kind of trickle down to other people. And hopefully me and a couple other people can break out of that mold and we can start pushing the industry standard. But all this general advice doesn't work. And so it doesn't work, again, for that reason, because it's now general advice. If you do what average people do, if you're doing what the average does, you're going to blend in, you're going to end up getting average results. And so on top of that, the second piece isn't just because everybody else is doing it, but also because recruiting is heavy context heavy. There's a lot of personalization to each thing. I was talking to a friend and he was kind of asking me like, dude, like this recruiting stuff, like, what do you do? Like, are you just kind of like, hey, do this, do that? Or like I'm confused. Like, do you just give them videos and they watch it and they go do that? And I'm like, no, dude, like I hop on calls and like, it just has to be so personalized to the person. I need to get so much context. Like, we have our office hour calls. You know, I was telling them like, yeah, I have my office hours calls and I'll get asked a question, but then I have to ask like 10 more questions because I need to get context on that situation. Like, how long have you been talking to this coach? Okay, what was the last message that you guys have sent back and forth? What was the tone of that conversation? Okay, have you seen him at a camp? Have you, like, I need to get all this information, because one small little miss can lead to what I tell them to either work or not work. Because like the situation of like you talk to this coach over the phone versus you talk to the coach in the camp changes how we're going to approach that next step, that next message that we're going to send them, the next phone call that we're going to hop on with this coach. And so like some people again may think that's overkill and like, no, you don't need to do that, but it's just true. Like, the situation changes what we're going to do so heavily. I mean, even just program to program, like how a coach at UAB over in Alabama is going to be different than how another group of five school is going to be approached in recruiting. And so that's why also cookie cutter advice doesn't work, is because like, yes, the general steps of like make a highlight video, make a Twitter profile, like, yes, those are the same for everyone. Of course, you want to put together differently for each person, so that's another personalization to that. But then like the whole thing of like, make sure to message coaches and make sure to, you know, have phone calls and visits with coaches. It's like those phone calls vary so much. I mean, it's just like, it's hard to give someone general advice on that stuff. I don't really like, I've done this, the content where I'm like, these are top five questions to ask college coaches. And they always do well because people love cookie cutter advice. And it does help some people, but I can imagine that some people ask those questions, and I don't plan on doing any more stuff like that, because I can imagine some people ask some of those questions but they're not in the right situation to get the answers to those questions, and it stalls their recruiting process. And so it's not, it's just so like person to person, situation to situation, coach to coach, that you can't apply this general advice to your recruiting all the time. And so that's why I'm a big fan of like principles and insights, because I guess to tell a story to probably put this the best way, I was actually at a camp. I was at the Fresno State camp this last weekend on Saturday, and I was supposed to have a couple families come, ended up only having one, which was fine. I got to talk to the dad for 3 hours. We just had a blast talking and watching his son perform, and it was awesome. It was just great to be in person finally and get to meet some of my families that I work with. And so I'm here with the dad, and we're just kind of talking about recruiting, obviously, most of the time, because that's just what we do. And so we were chatting about it, and he was like, I think the biggest thing, and I haven't really, like, and this is what he's saying to me, he's like, the biggest thing is, like, and I haven't even told you a lot of this, is, like, I've learned so much from you, not just from, like, your, what we've done in the calls, what we've done in the course, and the content, in the school group, but also, like, from your emails, your content, like, I haven't even told you most of this stuff, but just the insights that I get, the principles that I learn, the stuff that I get from doing it. The thing is, he said that, like, you have to do it. That's what, like, so many people don't understand, is, like, you have to do it for yourself. Like, you have to go through the recruiting process for yourself. You have to go to these camps for yourself to see what actually is going to pay off, what's not. Because you never know how things are going to work out, and you learn your own lessons along the way, and these principles get proven, these insights get proven to you in your own way and story. And so it's just funny hearing that from a parent and him saying that himself. But yeah, a lot of it just comes down to principles, because the tactics, the hard tactics, yes, they do work. I can tell you, hey, change your email to this, and this is what we'll do. Like, this will get your open rate this way, and this will get your click rate this way, and this will get your response rate this way. And that'll work. But then if something changes, you need to make an adjustment. How are you going to make that adjustment? You don't really know the process behind why that works. You don't really understand how to turn those interests into offers. And so there's so many different nuances to this stuff. And you have to just take it from overall thinking perspective. That's why I share my thoughts a lot of, like, hey, one of my biggest philosophies is we make the job on the coach really easy. And that will allow you to put your own spin on things and apply that to your own context, instead of me saying, hey, you need to do X. Instead, think X, and your actions will reflect that. So that's really the two big things. Why cookie cutter advice doesn't work. Why Googling how to get recruited doesn't work. Hopefully that was some unique stories just to kind of share that with you. Again, if you're watching this kind of video, I'll just say, like, you're ahead of the game. You're ahead of the curve. You're going to do great. Because, like, you're taking this stuff seriously. If you're a recruit watching this, kudos to you. If you're a parent watching this, again, kudos to you for helping out your son and caring this much. So, we'll wrap it up there. Hopefully you got something from this. Hopefully you got some good principles and insights and not hard tactics. So that way you can apply it to your recruiting and apply it to your context. Hopefully, like, subscribe. And if you want more stuff like this, go to yourfirstscholarship.com. You can sign up for my daily email insights, where I share with you lessons that I've learned and also give you the opportunity to work with me personally. So if you want to check that out, you can go to the link below, and I'll see you soon. Peace.